Identity in Christ Part 1 by Andrew Womack. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, old things are passed away, behold, all things are become new." The phrase "in Christ" is a terminology that is used over 300 times in the New Testament, always referring to a vital union relationship with God. Once that takes place, you become a new creature. Some translations actually say a new creation. This leads to a critical issue that I believe is imperative to understanding your new identity in Christ. It did not take place in the physical realm. It isn't talking about your physical body, saying that it completely changes, that your looks change. If a person was fat before they were saved, they'll still be fat afterward, unless they go on a diet. It also isn't talking about your mental or emotional part, what most people consider to be the real them. If you weren't too smart before you were saved, you won't be too smart after you're saved, but you will still have a lot of the same memories and thoughts. There is a third part, and according to the scripture, by process of elimination, it has to be the part of us that has changed our spirit man. A scripture that verifies this is 1 Thessalonians 5:23, where Paul is praying for the Thessalonians, "And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." That passage shows that we have a spirit, soul, and body. The body part is very obvious. It's the part of us that is seen, our outward persons. We all recognize that there is another part beyond that, our emotional, mental part, which Scripture calls the soul. We know that even though a person may not physically touch you, they can touch you by their words, either in a positive or negative way. Most people are in tune with the physical and soulish parts, but according to Scripture, there is another part, which is the spirit. The spirit is the part of us that is changed and is new after salvation. It is actually the life-giving. James 2:26 says, "For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also." That shows that it is the spirit that actually breathes life into our physical bodies. It is where our life comes from. In Genesis 2, when God created Adam and Eve, Adam's body was complete, but then God breathed into him the breath of life. This word "breathe" in Old Testament Hebrew was the exact same word that we use for breath, and it is translated spirit in other places. God created the physical body and the soulish person of Adam, but then he breathed into him the breath of life and he became a living soul. The spirit is the part of us that gives life. Prior to salvation, before a person made a total commitment of their life and the Lord coming into them, the spirit within them was dead. Ephesians 2:1 says, "And you hath he quickened made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins" brackets mine. We know we were alive before we were born again, but the word "dead" is speaking of spiritually. Death in the Bible doesn't mean ceasing to exist, as some people today think of it. It literally means separation. When a person physically dies, they don't cease to exist. The Bible teaches that they go immediately into the presence of God or into the presence of hell. The soul and spirit continue to live, but there is a separation from the physical body, which dies and decays. When Genesis 2:17 says, "In the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die," it didn't mean they would die physically but spiritually, that they would become separated from God. The spirit, the part that God breathes into us, which actually gives life and motivation, became separated from God's supernatural life as holy and complete life, what the Bible calls Zoe life, or life in an absolute or abundant sense. Man then began to degenerate. He still functioned, but he was functioning independent, separated from God. That's really what causes all the problems in our lives, all of our emotional stress. When a person comes to the Lord, they receive a new spirit and are born again, which is the terminology Jesus used in John 3:5. In the same way man is born physically with a spirit, soul, and body, when he is born again, he receives the spirit of Christ. Galatians 4:6 says, "And because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father." God literally places His Spirit inside of us, and we now have a new quality of life, a new identity, and are a totally new person in our spirits. The rest of the Christian life is learning in your soulish, mental realm what has taken place in your spirit. The truth is, one third of your salvation is over when you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord. Your spirit becomes completely changed. It is the exact same spirit you will have throughout eternity. It already has love, joy, peace, and is full of the presence of God. There is no lack or inadequacy in your spirit, but you have to perceive that, which is the reason studying the Word of God is so vital to the Christian life. You are a totally brand new person, but until you get knowledge, you won't change. Victory in the Christian life comes when you are able to look into the Word, which is spirit and life, see who you are, see what God has done, and begin to believe it.